Chapter 2 Finn sat in Gunn's office, looking at the shambles of paperwork gathered like drifting snow on the detective sergeant's desk. The occasional car rumbled past outside in Church Street, and even from this distance he could hear the gulls circling the trawlers in the harbour. Bleak, harled houses with steeply pitched roofs filled the view from the window, and he stood up and crossed to it to widen his field of vision. MacLeod and MacLeod, the butcher, no relative. The Blytheswood Care charity shop on the corner, with its handwritten notice in the window, "We do not accept any leftover goods from sales of work." The Bangla Spice Indian restaurant and the Thai cafe. Folk a long way from home. Life went on for others as if nothing had happened. And yet for Finn, the discovery of Roddy's remains in the aeroplane at the bottom of the loch had turned all of his memories on their head, altering forever his recollection of history and the way things had been.
"A bog burst seems about right. Your friend Whistler knows his stuff."
Finn turned as Gunn walked in, clutching a sheaf of papers. His round face was shaven to a shine below a dark widow's peak, pink skin splashed with an astringent and powerfully perfumed aftershave. Finn said, "There's not much that Whistler doesn't know." And he wondered what it was Whistler knew that he wasn't telling.
"There's the disappearing loch down at Morshkill, right enough. And apparently there were a couple of large bog bursts in the early 90s on steep north-facing slopes on Barra and Battersea. So it's not unknown."
He dropped his papers onto his desk, like a further snowfall, and sighed.
"Not much luck with the deceased's family, though."
Finn wasn't quite sure why, but the reference to Roddy as the deceased was almost painful. And yet he had been dead for 17 years, the most talented and successful Celtic rock star of his generation, cut down in his prime.
"Father died 5 years ago, his mother last year in a geriatric unit in Inverness. No brothers or sisters. I suppose there must be distant relatives somewhere, because it seems the house at Uig was sold off by the estate. Might take a while to track them down."